Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Let's get crazy today, Brandon, on the Smarticle Podcast. Okay. We're going deep down the rabbit hole with RFK Jr. So before we get down to the bottom, and who knows where the bottom is, Brandon, let's take 5 seconds of silence. Brought to you by the Smarticle Podcast. Oh, let's get freaky. Here's the headline. RFK Jr.'s campaign prepares for a pivotal moment. Vera Bernd-Bruggen is where I got it from Time Magazine. Big announcement this week, Brandon. I don't believe you can give us a woke MAGA because RFK Jr. not woke or he's not MAGA.
He's something, all right. He's nuttier than squirrel turds is what he is. But maybe he's just crazy like a fox.
Okay, we'll get into it in a second. Can I read a smidge?
Read a smidge. I think you read a smidge.
Because I think this article's great.
But basically, the article's about him announcing his VP candidate. But we're not...
Link Lauren, a 25-year-old senior advisor.
That can't be a real name, by the way. Link Lauren. Isn't that the name of this character in Zelda?
And, by the way, probably a lot of porn name, Link. So I'm just... you would know that. You're like, oh, I remember it. Yeah. But anyways.
No, it's Zelda.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Pat.
Brandon watches a lot of adult
films. No, I don't, Pat. Never.
Link Lauren, a 25-year-old senior advisor on RFK's presidential campaign, has gotten used to bringing a backpack to his candidates' events. Supporters tend to come up and press literature into his hands, printed out medical studies they found online, books about the FBI, environmental reports. He dutifully stows them in his bag, promising that the campaign will get back to them. I leave an event with a backpack full of random books. 2024, there's nothing like the Kennedy campaign, a bizarre free-winning effort that has capitalized on broad dissatisfaction with both President Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Kennedy often polls in double digits, positioning him as a potentially the most popular third-party candidate since the great Ross Perot in 1992. Kennedy is in a month-long push to get him on the ballot in all 50 states. Depending on when Brandon decides to air this, RFK just named his vice presidential pick, entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan. Now, she's mostly unknown. She's a 38-year-old first-time candidate. She's known kind of in the tech world because she was previously married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin.
Yeah, and now she's not married to him anymore. She's married.
But she's rich.
Yeah, but she's rich. But here's my favorite part. So she was married to him for 2 years and had a daughter, Echo. I just want to give some context to this whole campaign, and I think this all sums it up. It says, in her personal life, in 2023, Shanahan held, and by the way, she just got divorced from Sergey Brin after they got married in like 2020, so it's a long, deep relationship with them. In 2023, Shanahan held a love ceremony of commitment with Jacob Strumwasser, who is an advisor at Lightning Labs, a Bitcoin software company. She described the event as a hand fasting ceremony influenced by druidic tradition. Wait for it, Larry. The pair, where do you think the pair met?
In not Carmel, but
what crazy event would you meet another crazy person?
Burning Man.
Yes! They met at Burning Man in the summer of 2022. And I don't even think she was actually divorced from Sergey Brin yet. This is a wackadoodle operation. I can't even believe we're talking about it.
This is wackadoodle, but here is the sad part.
Yeah.
He is 10% of the country
is
going to vote for him. So 10%, one out of every 10 people you meet on the street.
That vote, not one out of 10, but go ahead.
Is a nut job.
I don't know if we could paint it with that kind of a brush. No.
Yes.
I think that it's people that are desperate for something different. My brother-in-law is a huge RFK fan, and I sent him the article about, I looked up on like his life and what a derelict he was. Like, I mean, that dude has had,
but push back
my
a little
brother-in-law
bit.
Said, maybe it's a story of redemption. That's what my brother-in-law said. So maybe that is a story of redemption.
By the way, he's running as the outside guy who's going to save us all from the FBI
the crazy.
But by the way, is there more of an inside guy in the entire world?
No. He got to Harvard. He got to all these schools because of his family name, not because he was a good student or anything else. I mean, like, he is the perfect example of someone who was given everything, and yet he's supposed to tell us that, only an outsider can do it. No, Arnold Schwarzenegger was an outsider. Arnold Schwarzenegger built himself up from nothing, right? Didn't have anybody give him a handout and built himself up. Because Arnold Schwarzenegger ran for president. He should win. But this guy is just, I don't want to call him a clown because I don't know him well enough. And I know people really, really love him and think that he's great. But his whole anti-vax, all this stuff, I'm just like, bro, you're the son of Robert Kennedy, the guy that was assassinated, who was going to become president of the United States. You're his son. And this is what you do with your life?
In a similar vein, I love that the Midwest of our country, not on the coastal elites, thinks Donald Trump is the outside candidate. He was raised in a rich household, went to an Ivy League school, given all his money. How is he the, how is RFK and Trump the outsiders running in this election?
I don't really think people want outsiders. I truly don't. I think what they want is somebody that's able to talk them into believing that they can make the world magic for them. I really do believe that. They look at this as like, say, hey, this guy, he's...
Why would the world be made magic for me too?
Yeah, but it's not. You're not stupid enough or naive enough to think...
So you're saying 10% of the country's stupid.
I think that 10% of the country, if not more, want is so disillusioned and so disaffected with human nature. Not just America, but human nature. They think, hey, this person's going to be different. Donald Trump's going to be different. Dude, Donald Trump is out there now hawking Bibles because he wants to make America pray more again. Donald Trump is the least Christian guy that's ever run for the office, and yet people want to believe, Christians want to believe that he's a Christian. People that are, they want to believe that the problems in their life are caused by vaccines. Bro, polio was solved by vaccines. I mean, it's just like, it's because people don't, look, sometimes things don't make sense. That's reality. But I think that people don't want to live in reality. And a lot of that's to do with the internet and stuff, because they're in an echo chamber and people tell them what they want to hear.
I would agree with you. The Kennedy people that are supporting him do not want to live in reality. By the way, those are your boy Joe Rogan's listeners.
Yes.
And they're disaffected.
By the way, I'm not going to name check anybody, but one of your close friends is a huge Joe Rogan fan. Listens to him every day.
Yes, but that person is also still in reality.
Right.
Like, they're libertarian leaning. I got no problems with libertarians, but, you know, you got to still have one foot in the camp a little bit.
I guess. I just don't know.
Here's my number one reason why you cannot vote for RFK. I mean, just number one, his voice. We cannot listen to that for 4 years. Like, if he became president, honestly, I really mean it. You're like, don't you hear go like, oh, my God. You can't. No, I don't care if that guy's got magic beans he's going to spill out.
I kind of feel like if you got busted for heroin in South Dakota at some point in your life, that I'm not sure I'm going to trust you with the codes to the nuclear weapons.
He did?
Yes. He got arrested for heroin possession in South Dakota. He was flying to rehab. He basically had an overdose and was in the airplane bathroom and overdosed on heroin, and they basically arrested him in South Dakota. Now, I'm not saying, look, drug addiction is a terrible thing. This guy, as much as we'd like to say he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but his dad was executed in front of the whole world. I mean, you know, assassinated. He had to grow up with us. His mom basically abandoned him when his father died. He's one of 11 children. Like, it's just, there's just so many things. I mean, look at this family and all the problems that Kennedys have had, all the addictions and the alcohol, all of it. Like, so he's fighting an uphill battle, even though, like, would you trade your life for his life?
No.
Right, that's the point. And I wouldn't either. Like, all the money in the world's not going to get you. All the thing, he's had every advantage, and it's still worked against him. So, look, I don't have anything against that. Like, it's not, I don't hold it against him for that. But I do hold it that you decide you want to run for president. Why?
Okay, if you just do a modicum, just the minimalist of Google searches, you realize he's nut job. Therefore, your brother-in-law is like drinking the Kool-Aid, and he's
My brother-in-law says, he's like, I've listened to him talk a lot. He really knows what he's talking about. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to tell
you. If you do any research at all, you go like, nope, can't do it.
I think it's because people are totally disillusioned with the system as is. If you take a look at just a little municipalities, look at things that go on in San Francisco, you're like, wait, what? The common sense things that aren't happening around you. And I think that people look at it as like, hey, we could find somebody that's going to fix all these problems. No. Life is messy. Politics is messy. And we're not fixing it with RFK Jr.
We're not going to spend too much time on this. But do you know who he's married to?
Yeah, that he will. Oh, he's,
Cheryl Hines,
Cheryl
the
Hines
famous actor
from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And so whenever like she's interviewed about like him running for office and like his controversial take, she's like, "Listen, we just agree to disagree. Like in our marriage, when we're together, we just." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, he's talking about aliens and the FBI and like, how do you just be in a marriage and be like, yeah, you think your own thing, crazy husband, and I'll think mine." Like that doesn't that.
I don't know. I mean, I think that there's lots of people that have wacky ideas that I still think I like. That I get along with. I mean, just because.
Did you marry to like that? That person's crazy. I don't, we're just going to disagree that aliens have infested Donald.
Okay. I don't know about any of that stuff about the alien thing or whatever. But I think there is a difference between believing in conspiracy theories because people love them and being mentally ill. I'm not sure he's mentally ill. I seriously doubt that Cheryl Hines would be married to him if he was mentally ill. That's my only take on that.
Okay, and once again, because you know I love to do things on the Smarticle podcast, which we are not. So we're not doctors, but Brandon will prescribe medicine every once in a while. We are not political pundits. We do not know anything. But it would seem that RFK hurts Trump's chances to get elected. Like the wackadoodles are going to pull votes from Trump and not Biden.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I thought a lot about that. I'm sure there are pollsters out there that really think about this, but I was like, who is he going to hurt? I mean, there's been a long, long history of third party candidates. I mean, on all both ends of the spectrum, on ultra conservative, ultra liberal. I mean, the most famous being Teddy Roosevelt ran in the Bull Moose Party. Ross Perot basically swung the 92 election in favor of Clinton. No, but what I'm saying is that it's not a new thing to have a third-party candidate and for to affect an election. I just don't know in this one which side it's going to affect.
How do you, like, if you're the wackadoodle, like, it seems like people that are going to RFK rallies are going to Trump rallies. Would be like, oh, I'm kind of...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you're not. There's no Biden person that's like, you know what? I could go either.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I read a little bit of the background on this Shanahan woman, and she said she was a Democrat and she felt like the progressives had lost their way, and that's why she was jumping onto the RFK ship. I don't know. I think there are wackadoodles in both sides. I really do. People that want conspiracies to believe that the FBI is out to get them on both sides, conservative and liberal. And that's why I hate to use the term conservative and liberal, because I don't think it's quite it's not really the right way to talk about it. I mean, I tend to lean more conservative in a lot of ways than liberal, but I don't believe in conspiracies. I mean, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know what side's going to I'd be very curious to see which side it's going to eat up on.
Okay, so this is how I want to wrap this up. If Shanahan invited you to a druid ceremony, would you like...
No, just I would go in a heartbeat.
Okay, good.
I would fully go. I would hold the... Whatever that, you know, I think they do garlands of mistletoe. I think mistletoe's big in the druid.
Okay,
world.
Hold on. I want to take this five steps a little bit further.
Okay. At what Burning Man, like, hey, the druid ceremony be at Burning Man?
The druid ceremony at Burning Man. They're like, hey, Brandon, and you're of course like, of course, I'm fascinated. I've lived it. And then they're like, okay, listen, to get into the druid ceremony, we have to stick things in all of your orifices. But trust us, it's going to go.
Yeah, that I would draw the line at orifice.
Okay.
I would
so then the you're line. Like, you know what?
Yeah, I would say, the alien probe, I'm probably not going alien probe. I'm just spitballing.
All right. And I like that there. Thank you for being honest about going to the truth.
You're an idiot.